Tuesday night in boys Division 4 sectional tournament basketball for Maysville. The top seed Maysville Panthers defeat the 13 seed West Knowles Knights by the score of 80-54 to move on to Friday's sectional championship. It was nip and tuck, though, through three quarters as West Knowles jumped down to an 18-11 lead after one. Maysville returned to favor in the second, outscoring the Knights 18-11, and it was tied at 29 at the half. Then Maysville outscoring West Knowles 17-16 in the third quarter, and Maysville had just a one-point lead at 46-45 through three. However, it was the Gaynor Nichols and Jordan Watson show in the fourth quarter as they would combine for 24 of the 34-point score by Maysville in the fourth, outscoring the Knights 34-9 in that final period. And Maysville gets the win 80-54 over West Holmes. For Maysville, leading the way was Gaynor Nichols, who had 28 points, while Jordan Watson had 25 points and 9 rebounds. Landon Iden also chipped in with 10 points, 7 points scored by Cade Rock in 6 for Gavin Ferguson. For West Holmes, leading the way for them was Manny Camacho, a monster night for him on the board, so a double-double with 13 points and 18 rebounds for Camacho and 9 offensive rebounds as well on the night for Manny Camacho. While Keston McKinney had a new season high, he had 11 points. Nate Spring had 10 points and 5 rebounds, 8 points scored by Cooper Maltrich in 7 for Billy Patton. With the win, Maysville improves the record to 20-3. They won 3 straight in 10 of the last 11. They'll advance on to the sectional championship game this Friday as they'll play host to the 12-seed Claymont, 7 o'clock at Maysville. With the loss, West Holmes will end their season with a record of 1-22 and on a 10-game losing streak. Again, the final score in boys Division 4 sectional tournament basketball for Maysville. Maysville defeats West Holmes 80-54 to move on to Friday's sectional championship game against Claymont. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Matt Croy.